from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello once again and welcome in the Saviour's name to the program. I'm glad that you're joining with us, and I trust that as you listen to God's Word, that you will be richly and abundantly blessed in your own heart. Our preacher today is the Reverend Ivan Foster, as he continues with his series in Mark's Gospel, and here he is.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Bible study. Many of you are regular listeners, and we are delighted that you have tuned in again. But if this is your first time to listen in to Let the Bible Speak broadcast, let me assure you that you're most welcome. We will be delighted to hear from you. And if we can be of any help to you, you have only to contact us. Now, information on how to contact us will be given at the end of the program, so we suggest that you have a pen and paper ready to note that address and our telephone number. We're turning to Mark chapter 5 and the verse 15 for our study this morning. We're considering the wonderful marks of grace in the life of the sinner who meets with Christ. I hope that you will stay with us and listen to the Word of God. Just before we turn to that verse, listen to this lovely hymn sung for us by the old-fashioned Revival Hour Quartet. It's called The Great Physician.
Anyway. He will fill you with song and his name you'll extol. All the great things he's done will make you whole.
There is evidence of the gracious workings of the great physician in the life of the man whose encounter with the Saviour is recorded in Mark chapter 5. We have been looking at the verse 15, where we have set down the wonderful and marvelous change that God's salvation brings into the life of the converted sinner. Let me read you verse 15. Remember, Mark chapter 5, the verse 15. And they come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion, sitting and clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. This is a reference to the people living in that area, who, having heard what had happened when Christ had arrived in their district and had confronted this poor madman, made mad by the dominance of the devil in his life, for he was possessed by a legion of devils, many, many devils. The devils, on being cast out of the man, request the Saviour that they be permitted to enter into a herd of swine. He gives permission to them, for he is sovereign, even over the devils. And as soon as they possess the herd of swine, the herd runs pell-mell down into the sea and is drowned. I'm sure the Saviour permitted that, as I have already remarked, in order to demonstrate to us the murderous character of Satan, who is a murderer from the beginning. Now, the people in the area, hearing the news of these events, rush out, and here's what they see. They see him that had been possessed with the legion of devils, sitting clothed and in his right mind. We have already looked at the fact that he was sitting and took note of the calmness that obviously had come into his life, settled, seated. And he was at the feet of Jesus, we are told, in the parallel passage in Luke chapter 8. He's clothed. We noted that in particular. In Luke chapter 8 again, the parallel passage, it says he wear no clothes. What shame the devil will bring to those that he rules over. This man has been delivered from the shame and the shameful way that he had lived prior to his meeting with Christ. He's clothed. There's a spirit of immodesty abroad today, my dear listeners. May God turn us again to the moral standards and views of the Bible. But we go a little further today and we consider the fact that it says he was in his right mind. He was in his right mind. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The wisest thing a man can ever do is to turn to God and obey his word. When Paul wrote to Timothy, he reminded him that from his earliest days he had been taught the Word of God. He had been taught the Holy Scriptures. And in consequence of being thus taught in the Holy Scriptures, Paul says, and I'm reading from 2 Timothy, the chapter 3 and the verse 15, that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise. The Bible makes a man wise. Sin makes a man mad. The devil makes a man mad. But the Bible makes a man wise. When you read your newspaper today, and you read of the atrocities that are taking place, not in far-off, darkened lands, but on our own doorstep, when we read of the children that are being brutalized, when we read of the murders that are taking place, when we read of the attacks on people, apparently without any motive whatsoever. And you say to yourself, what is going on? What is it that makes people act so? That which makes people act so is sin. Is sin. The Bible, its influence, its teachings, brings sanity to men and to women. Here was a man possessed of the devil, and he was mad. He was mad. He was out of his mind, as we would say. But as soon as he comes to Christ, and the devil's power in his life is broken, he is seated, he is clothed, he's in his right mind. Oh, men and women, I wonder today, is sin making you mad? Oh, don't be insulted by that. Is it not the height of madness to reject heaven, to reject God's mercy, to reject salvation? Is it not the height of madness to turn your back upon the Savior and to refuse his offer of mercy? Can you explain such actions without using the word mad? In Christ's rejection, there is the very height of madness. That man or that woman, that young person who is brought to a place where they stop, they turn round, and by the grace of God, repenting of their sin, they seek the Lord. Sense has come to that person. The spirit of a sound mind has come to that person. They have come to their senses. Like the prodigal, it says that he came to himself and he said, in my father's house is bread enough to spare, and here I am perishing with hunger. What am I doing this for? I will arise and go to my father's house. It was mad for him to remain in that far country where he had wasted his substance and was about to die. Oh, may you hear the voice of wisdom calling you today to Jesus Christ. May you obey the word of God and take the first step on that path of wisdom that will lead you to everlasting life. It was good to have you listen in. God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.